USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are appearing together for the first time as the likely Democratic candidates for president and vice president.
I approach this with a seriousness of purpose and of mind because this is a serious moment for our nation. We're at one of those inflection points. You've heard me say that before in our history. A life-changing election for this nation. And the choice we make this November is going to decide the future of America for a very, very long time.
The event taking place in Biden's hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. And your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow added 290 points to finish at 27,976, and the S&P 500 set an all-time high of 3380. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is hosting a roundtable with educators and experts to discuss reopening schools safely this fall amid the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking at the White House, the president says he would like for funding to follow the student if a school decides to do virtual learning.
Why are we paying? If a school is closed, why are we paying the school? I'd rather give it to the student, the parents, and you do your own thing. And to me, it makes a lot of sense.
With no end in sight regarding a new stimulus package, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that Democrats are ready and willing to sit down and negotiate a new economic stimulus package with Republicans.
Currently, the package doesn't exist. And that's disappointing to all of us who are here, ready and willing to negotiate and vote.
Democrats did reject the bill last week that would have extended enhanced unemployment benefits at the $600 rate while lawmakers work on a new deal. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The National Hurricane Center is keeping their eye on some storms in the Pacific Ocean. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Hurricane Elida formed on Monday afternoon and continues to strengthen as a Category 2 hurricane. It's the first organized tropical system since Douglas impacted Hawaii almost 2 weeks ago. Elida was located southwest of the southern tip of Baja California, Mexico, and was packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. Elida originated as a tropical depression and then strengthened to a tropical storm early on Sunday morning with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. According to forecasters, the Category 2 storm is expected to weaken. Following closely behind, a second feature is likely to develop during the second half of the week. A third potential development is in the Central Pacific Ocean and is slowly tracking westward and approaching the Central Pacific this week. The next storm names on the list for the East Pacific hurricane season are Fausto and Genevieve.
A Chicago-based charity has worked to free at least 20 defendants facing felony charges, including attempted terrorism and assault of a police officer, as an unprecedented crime wave rocks the city. The Chicago Community Bond Fund, which opposes cash bail and pretrial incarceration, has posted bond for the alleged felons and put them back on the streets before their trials. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.